So many experts, from the intelligence community to the farming associations, through the medical experts in this fight for freedom, are all warning about an impending famine, forced, superimposed famine. Oh, it doesn't look like that now. Your local grocery stores are just burgeoning with fresh, colorful foods. But all it takes is a couple of switches, and that supply chain will be out in just a few days. And famine brings very unique diseases, so there are things you can do to protect yourselves on several levels. This is the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, and you're about to enter Truth in Medicine. Welcome to the Dr. Jane Ruby Show on this Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. Well, the warnings are coming in, and they've been coming in for many months. The invasion at our southern border by Middle Eastern, South American, and Chinese illegals, all facilitated by our own government in order to destabilize the United States. And don't forget the random and widespread destruction by arson of our farmlands, our food, manufacturing plants, and the corruption throughout our Congress that has green-lighted corrupt corporations, big corporations, and their poisons into our food and livestock, and even the air we breathe. And it all points to an artificially induced, but imminent and very dangerous famine here in the land of plenty. Well, my next guest was born and raised on the African continent and understands all too well the diseases that emanate from famine. The esteemed Dr. Stella Emanuel is one of the true frontline doctors who's been saving lives and providing solutions ever since she became a physician. And Dr. Stella joins me now. So wonderful to have you back, Dr. Stella.
Always, always a pleasure to be with you today.
Thank you.
You are so right. You are so right. They're coming at us in every direction. In every direction.
There's so much to talk about, Dr. Stella, and I wanted your expertise on, you know, the different diseases that come out of famine in general, especially if they artificially induce it. It doesn't matter if the food disappears and we're all climbing over each other. And then I want to talk a little bit also tonight about, I'm sure you're well aware that in Utah, there was it's another state that was trying to get through, the people were trying to get through a bill to get the food labeled when they inject the animals with mRNA, the livestock. And that bill got killed. And we know that everybody in elected office right now is compromised. So let's start first. Let's talk about famine in general. I don't think people understand. They might think, well, if I could just eat a little bit, I'll be fine. My neighbors will be. Let's talk about some of the issues and the kinds of illnesses we could get if our food is cut off from us.
I don't think people are aware of the fact that a country like America can actually go into famine. They don't, it's not wrapped around people's minds. Think about this. What if there's no electricity for 2 weeks? Mm. There will actually be no food. The grocery stores will not work. If there's a cyber attack that messes up with our trucks and transportations, we're not going to have food. This is I come from, I was born in Cameroon, West Africa. Cameroon has been in war right now for about 10 years. The reason the country has survived is because the whole economy of my country is based on agriculture. Everybody farms. Everybody has a farm.
I see.
But a country like America, where people don't have any idea how to even grow vegetables or even the least thing, we don't know anything. Most regular people in America, 99.99% of people in America don't know anything about farming or how to farm or urban farming. So because of that, our food supply is dependent on the system. Mm. The farmers are dependent on the system to get their food checked, cows, everything checked, and then depending on the system to transport it, depending on the system to put it in a grocery store. We don't have farmers markets everywhere where farmers can just bring their produce there and people will buy them. So it's a very, very critical issue. Any disruption in any part of that can cause famine. And in the past 2 years, you've seen them blow up over 100 and something chicken producing plants, food producing plants just blow up for no reason.
Yeah.
You know something? So there is famine. And, you know, I'm a woman of science and the Bible. If you read in the book of Revelation, the third seal is actually famine. The Bible actually says that a measure of wheat for a day's wages is going to come a time when you're going to buy a loaf of bread for $200 and people are going to starve. Let me digress and say this.
Sure.
I was trying to buy a property to develop it. And I just, you know, I was going to the Lord. I said, let me pray and find out, because I don't want to buy a property and start developing and then find out that chaos is about to happen and I've invested time and money in it. And I took 2 days to really seek the Lord and say, Lord, please talk to me about this. What's going on? What's going to be happening? Is this an investment I should get into? I mean, buying a property and, you know, and splitting it up and fixing it and selling it, maybe 2 years, 2, 3 years, you flipped it. I practically had a dream with, like, the place where the property was. There was blockage. You couldn't even go there. But there was police everywhere. There was chaos everywhere. We could not live 3 miles from where we lived. You needed some kind of certification. You needed some kind of an ID or passport to even go 3 miles away from your house.
Oh, wow.
This is going to come. I'm a prophetic dreamer. You know, Dr. Jane, all the stuff that I've been dreaming and talking about. This time last year, I put it on my Rumble channel, mm-hmm. you know, Dr. Emmanuel, I put there that famine is coming. I saw, like, just forever soup kitchen, people lining up begging for food. So I've been warning people to stock up food for a while now, that people need to be stock up food in the mindset of, if you don't have food coming from the grocery store, can you survive? And talk about diseases. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Are they different? Mm-hmm. Are the diseases different or more emphasized in some areas of the, you know, of physical health than others with famine when you're deprived?
Yes. I would say they have two main diseases that happen in famine. One is called kwashiorkor, which is a lack of protein. And one is called marasmus, which is a lack of food in general.
Mm.
And the issue is that when you get kwashiorkor, it's a lack of protein. It affects all parts of your body, all your organs. We basically, our organs, we strive on protein. You know, a lot of people that are trying to tell you don't eat protein, that is not true. We are supposed to eat protein to repair our organs, you know. From the Garden of Eden, when man fell and we became immortal, we went from immortal to becoming mortal. We need protein to repair our organ systems.
Mm.
So when they start telling you to stop eating protein, they are actually just trying to put you on a highway to dying soon. And it affects everything. It affects your immunity. It affects everything when you're not taking in enough protein. That's why some people would die from that. Some vegans that don't eat enough protein actually have a lot of nutritional deficiencies, you know, repair and stuff. But marasmus is when you totally don't have food and your body just dries up. You could see that. You used to see these videos that about, like, Somalia, mm-hmm. and we'll see, like, a baby crawling on the floor and like a, you know, you see a baby crawling and you see maybe a vulture following the baby and waiting for it to die. You know,
yeah.
That is like a typical example of marasmus. You just waste away because there's no food. And then, of course, all kinds of diseases happen when when you don't have food. Then your immunity is down. That means you're open to just about anything that passes by. And famine is not good. You see those videos of people just wasting away. And they are getting ready for famine.
Yeah.
Right now in Nigeria, they are putting the country to famine right now as we speak.
Is this the government that's purposely doing it? Like, we believe our current?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You raise a really important point about immunity overall. Oh. And where we have maybe a third, I don't know what the numbers are really, but a third to maybe somewhere between a third and a half of the American population that took some or all of these shots already have a degraded immune system. Now you add inappropriate, you know, inability to get regular food. They're going to go faster. They're going to die faster. I just want people to understand. People have said to me lately, Dr. Stella, maybe you can comment on this too. Dr. Jane, you're so negative. It's all, you know, it's all the fear. Like, they're accusing me of fear porn. And I'm saying, guys, this is to save your lives, because 6 months or a year from now, when you're watching people drop dead all around you, when you realize it is really here, you're going to be very grateful for people that are warning and not call it fear mongering. I know it's difficult for people to grasp it, but what are your thoughts? Did you get accused of that? Because I know you're always warning people.
I don't think that I think people want to go back to sleep, but they don't realize they cannot go back to sleep. Yes, every now and then they'll be that they accuse me of fear mongering, but less because I think because I bring like really physical solutions to whatever it is I'm talking about. You do too, but it's just that sometimes people don't get it.
Yeah.
You know, so people just don't get it. After we went through COVID, why would anybody even think that way? My mantra is to be prepared. If you're prepared, you will not be scared. When Joseph went to Egypt and they said they were going to have 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine, they didn't say, stop fear-mongering, Joseph. Just stop that. How can Egypt ever go down with the Nile and this fertile land that we see? No, they listened to Joseph and they stock up food and they fill their storehouses. And because of that, Egypt did not just survive the famine. Egypt thrived and became very prosperous because all countries came to buy grain from Egypt. This is a time when if you have the brains, you can thrive and actually be in a position to prosper and help other people. There's so much attacking our food system. Do you know right now, they have two companies. I think they actually started, this has been around, some of these have been around, but about last year, around summer of last year, they started a company approved that has lab-grown meat. You heard about Beyond Meat and Impossible Burger. This is like just meat something. I don't know what it is. But they are trying to grow meat in the lab. Bill Gates said it. And Yuval Noah said it, that instead of us eating cows that are fat, you know, they should just grow meat in the lab. And then another one of those, I don't remember who said it, one of those stupid elites or demonic elites said that, well, they should inject an operating system in us that will make us reject meat.
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine? In other words, they can program an RNA vaccine, because you know, these vaccines are programmable. They can inject it in you and program it later. They can program a code in you that will make you not want meat so that people can reject meat. Why? Because cows fart. These people that are saying this nonsense,
yeah,
they are getting in their private jets and flying to Davos.
Right.
Everybody flying in their private jets.
Right. We know they're phony. We know they're hypocritical. You know, the Beyond Meat, I don't know if people are aware of it. It's been around for a little bit. I know Bill Gates is a big promoter, and this guy is a literal, he's beyond a criminal. But the Beyond Meat is not just, people think it's like just healthy plant food. And when something says plant-based or something like that, it's often a lot of chemicals, right, Dr. Stella? Have you seen like the ingredients are so many more chemicals than just a clean piece of meat? I mean, they're going to create this famine from many different angles. I think that's what I'm trying to get at with, you know, with the show. And I wanted people to understand, even though we're in a first world country, we are fast sliding down. And all it's going to take is just maybe even a few days, maybe a week or two of stopping the supply chains, right? And saying, oh, can't do it anymore. However they do it, Dr. Stella.
It's coming.
What are some of the ways that people can, you know, maybe in the second half, we'll talk more about these mRNA injections, the animals, and I want to talk a little bit more about what happened in Utah because it happened in a couple other states too. But, you know, what are some of the things that obviously don't eat their big box food meat? But, I mean, what are some of the things people can do? Let's go back to famine for a minute. You are very blessed because you not only have a farm and a ranch where you can grow to keep yourself and your family and your team going, but you also develop, I don't know if people understand this or not, you actually grow a lot of things that you create, you know, that you can ship to the rest of us that are not perishable. You grow herbs. Tell me about that. Tell us about that.
Our herbs are actually grown back home. My sister grows them. You know, we have medicinal herbs that we've been growing and actually just getting to people to build immunity. We have a turmeric, mint, moringa, lemongrass, ginger, and we're adding spirulina. And these are like medicinal herbs. These are things that will grow your immunity, moderate your sugar. You know, some of them will help you to moderate your blood pressure and just detoxify you. I think the most beautiful thing that has happened to me in the past 4 years is blending regular medicine with alternative medicine. You know, just not just sitting down and waiting for them to give you some pills. So that is why I'm telling people right now that it's time for us to like get back to nature and start eating stuff that we're growing. But you know what we ship this year a lot? Our ranch has 1,200 pecan trees. We harvested a lot of pecans, and pecan is like a superfood. You know, we shipped out a lot of pecans to people. We still have them on our website. But the thing with our pecans, we basically sell the pecans.
The pecans.
And use the money.
Really? Pecans?
Yes, pecans.
What's the benefit of pecan? Wow, good
pecan.
Old yeah. What? Yeah. So it's a good protein.
Yes, it has good protein. It has oils. It has a lot of vitamins, and it's like one of the most nutritious nuts, you know.
Yeah.
And it's our organic pecans is so amazing. And guess what? We've sold so much of this year. We still have a lot of it we're selling, and we put all of the money into a food pantry.
Oh,
we have a food pantry.
That's wonderful.
We'll keep it out, yes, so that people can come, because people are already like really suffering from food deprivation. So yeah. We have a food pantry. People just come in and they get food, rice, and they get, you know, beans and stuff. I tell people, I said, your money is better off in bags of rice now. Rice, beans, things that are like highly nutritious. You know,
yeah.
You see moringa?
Yeah, tell moringa us about moringa.
Moringa is, you know, when I found out about moringa, I drink it now all the time.
Me
it's
too.
It's like antioxidant vitamin C, improves your concentration, antibacteria, it helps you fight infection, it supports the growth of your nails and hair. It's very rich in free radicals. It's very rich in antioxidants, and it fights free radicals, reduce your... I mean, moringa is a super herb. I mean, when I found that, I was like, whoa. So I drink all of it. I mix them in a tea, you know. When we were growing up, my mom would take lemongrass, mint, all this stuff, just throw it in a bottle. When we get fever or something, throw it in a pot, boil it, and then we'll cover us with it, and we will breathe this stuff. And then when we finish, he'll make us drink it, you know. Lemongrass, anti-fever, treats respiratory infections, reduces nausea and vomiting.
Wow.
Even, you know, turmeric, yeah. We have this. It's a good liver detox, you know, and helps with indigestion, lowers cholesterol, blood pressure. These are things that are ginger, you know. Ginger is really good. It, you know, help reduce inflammation, relieve pain. So mint, I just take half a teaspoon of each, mix it in a cup of water, put like a honey in it, and it tastes so good. And throughout this winter, everybody got sick. You know, I did not get sick. I'm taking my COVID, and I'm fine. So people need to get back to nature. We planted onions. You can actually just like, when you have, you use onion, just take the lower part, put in a cup of water, and then it will sprout in about 5 days. Just plant
onions.
It in a bucket.
Yeah.
Yes, onions. I love onions. It, you know, when you just, every day when you cook, just go out and pluck it. You know, we have, you know, basil, you know, mint. We have just go outside and, you know, we just go out, put it right next to your door and cut it and use it to cook, you know. I'm just saying that.
And
we
Dr.
Need to
Stella,
get back to nature. Mm-hmm.
I eat raw garlic almost every day. It's an, it's like an anti-parasitic, right? To some degree.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I use garlic. I love garlic, but I use it to cook, you know. We need to have this stuff.
Do you have anything in your line that has, you know, garlic, allicin, or anything in it? Or are you working on that? Is your sister working?
No, we don't have garlic. But, I mean, we can produce garlic because garlic is like, we have garlic. We don't use it as part of our teas. My mom has been talking about it, that I should introduce garlic. And I was like, I don't want to use garlic. She's like, garlic, but my mom does it.
Listen to mama.
Yeah.
Listen to your mama. You're lucky to still have her. Dr. Stella, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to get into what happened in Utah, what that's going to mean for us, and what your opinion is as a doctor on what this is going to, I mean, with this in the food supply, in the livestock, because I need to understand more of it myself. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Dr. Stella Emanuel talking about famine and mRNA in your meat supply. Coming soon.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code to save 50% on your MyPillow 2.0.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
MyPillow.com.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Jane Ruby here with a quick message on how you should be protecting your retirement funds, your 401k, your IRAs. Did you know that you can protect them with physical gold and silver to avoid losing everything that you've built over your lifetime? Please call the experts at Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. At least talk to an expert. Learn more about how you can protect what you've built up so that if things go crazy, as we know they will in this economy, you've got some of your investments protected with tangible physical gold and silver. Every bit as valuable as real estate, something you can touch. They can't turn off, you know, with a flick of a switch. Call the people at Augusta Precious Metals. They're wonderful. They will educate you on what this is all about and what you need to do. And they will also provide you with some warnings about how to protect yourself from other companies that may be spreading lies and scamming you. That's Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. Welcome to the second segment of the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. Tonight, I'm all excited. I've got Dr. Stella Emanuel here. Dr. Stella and I were just talking about famine. It is coming to the United States, and you better be prepared for it now while you can still order things and grow things in your own yard and that kind of thing. Dr. Silla, let's talk about what happened in Utah. Apparently, there were one or two legislators that tried to get a bill in for labeling just so that people know if the steak they're picking up at the grocery store has been injected, that animal, with gene editing shots. And they, pardon the pun, they shot it down. Even the Republicans. Mm-hmm. So all our elected officials they're worthless, Dr. Stella, but I want to get to the medical side of this. What is this going to mean for people? And will it get into our own systems, in your opinion, even if it goes through your stomach?
It will. They're trying to get mRNA into our system in every way that they can.
Right.
But the human system too is very wise. That is why they are giving this. I just want to say this so that people don't get like totally completely freaked out. And not just to stroke you, but the human system is wise. If you keep your immunity strong, your immunity is going to fight foreign proteins and foreign DNA.
Ah, good point. Good point.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So they would inject stuff into our meat, into our food. But if your immunity is strong, you're going to fight it. It's going to enter into your system. But you, like you said earlier, you said a third. Actually, 60 to 70% of our population took the mRNA jab. Mm. And most of their immunity is compromised. And yeah. You know what? It's even worse by the time they take boosters. They did a study in Australia. Is it Australia or New Zealand? New Zealand. And then they found out that the more boosters people took, the more the increased death rate in people that took more boosters. Because it really messes up your immunity. So that's the first thing. They want to mess up our immunity, keep us sick. And then they'll start introducing all these crazy foreign proteins. And then we will imbibe it. That is why we tell people that took the jab to repent, pray, clean themselves up, and then really work really hard to build up their immunity. Yeah. You know, so we Covilite and Vira Immune Plus, we call it Daily Immune Boost on our website. Daily Immune Boost. Those are things that they should take with like the detox so that they can start building back their immunity. Because the reason is when they introduce a foreign protein into your body, remember, Dr. Jane, if you're going for transplant, they have to give you medicine to suppress your immunity, so that your body doesn't reject the foreign object. So God created us beautifully to reject foreign stuff. So if your immunity is good, you should be able to reject a lot of foreign protein.
I see.
But of course, I do believe that it's not just a physical thing. It's also a spiritual thing to weaken us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, so it's weaken us. And I would tell people, for me, I have my mumus. I called my cows mumus. I have my cows, the gates in the back of our ranch. We don't give them anything. We don't have any vaccines, nothing. They just eat grass. That's it. We've not given them nothing. You know. And although I really feel bad when I think that I might have to kill one of them someday. But you know, but yeah, but
to
one
live,
of the things that I do, sure. If I buy meat,
yeah.
if I buy meat from the store,
yes,
I try to buy meat that has bone, because it will probably unlikely be lab grown if it has bone in it.
That's a bone? Just my, really?
Yeah.
It should be.
I don't think. Yes, I'll try to buy my steak or a piece of meat that has like some bone in it, because I just think, man, I don't think they're lab growing bone yet.
I see. I agree. And Dr. Sola, I was once told by a chef in D.C. once, went to a cooking class, and the chef said, don't buy parts of animals. Like, if you, the best thing to do is buy a whole chicken, because then you can see if there are tumors, you can see if there's infection, you can see if, you know, like you said, if it's a chicken, you know, no, I don't think we have a 3D printer that could do an entire chicken in a whole form yet. So that's a great suggestion.
Yes. And I like to buy my chicken whole too. I go to the store, I buy, I like to buy whole chicken. So I just, I don't have any studies on that. I'm just, in my mind, I just think that, I don't think they are lab growing bone yet. So I just buy my meat, I make sure there's bone in it. That's just, you know, if I buy meat, and of course I have particular stores that I go to that, thank God we're in Texas, they still tell you that they kill their own meat. But I know that many cattle farmers are already using antibiotics, they're using, they're giving vaccines and stuff like that. I want to believe that, you know, if you could, I want to believe that if our body still has the immunity to fight a lot of these things, if we make sure that our immunity is strong. That is why I'm telling people that get off a lot of these processed food and start eating more natural food, more, you know, tuberous and stuff like that. You know, grow potatoes. Oh my God, you can grow potatoes several times in a year. I didn't realize that. We grew potatoes last year within 60 days. I ate the most delicious potatoes. And you can just grow them in a bucket.
In a bucket. I saw that.
Yeah, in a bucket. You know, you can grow them in a pot. So we need to really start doing that. And, you know, this is not just happening in America, Dr. Jane. Nigeria right now is like in a crazy state. They've starved Nigerians. They've taken oil subsidies. They've taken gasoline subsidies. They've taken petroleum subsidies. They've taken diesel subsidies. Mm. They've taken electricity subsidies. They've floated the naira. It used to be $1 was 400 naira. Right now, $1 is about 1,800 naira. That means it's gone down about five times. A bag of rice in Nigeria, if it was like $5, right now it's about $30. Mm. Everything has gone up more about four or five times. Wow. Nigerians are starving, and it's deliberate, because why are they doing that? They say, oh, Nigerians, they need to go into austerity. Nigeria produces oil. If they could just use 1/10 of the oil that is being stolen from Nigeria, everybody in that country will have enough food to eat forever.
Sure.
But they're not doing that. So they're trying to starve Nigerians and kill them. And it's happening. People are starving. People are fighting food trucks on the road right now. There's no food because Nigeria also got very industrialized.
Yeah.
And people don't know anything about farming. So we're telling them back to go back to the farm and start learning how to farm and take care of themselves. They are doing this everywhere. Basically, by 2025, they want a digital world. So they are pushing this in every way that they can. It's going to be famine. It's going to be security issues.
Sure.
And of course, it's going to be cyber attacks. Klaus Schwab has said it. It's going to be more pandemics and diseases that will lock us down into our homes and destroy our immunity even more. These people are planning in every way. So I'm telling people, if you're going to survive, be physically prepared. Stock up food, stock up water, charcoal grill, water filtration system, rice, beans, legumes, just things that, you know. You know, I go to the store and I buy Goya beans, canned beans last for like 7 years.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
So buy those things and stock them up in your house.
I mean,
do a garage sale.
Exactly. I mean, you know, canned food is like sort of at the end of the chain of good stuff when you have your choice of everything. But when you have nothing and those stores are gone, and you know, I love the point you make, Dr. Stella, about, you know, we got to learn, come back away from the industrialized, you know, world and learn, grow a few things, do some proof of concept. I've taken celery and put it in, you know, water on skewers and it grows new celery. So I'm like, okay, great. That's a great proof of concept. I know I can do that. Certain things we can do. When my grandmother immigrated here from Italy, she turned a very tiny little yard, when I think back now, into all these, it was just in her nature to grow all this stuff on her own. those skills, man, they're coming back to me in my memory. I want to ask you something medically. You know, there, when I think of ingesting these foreign proteins, I think of two issues. One, there's the physical and chemical barriers that we have in our, you know, stomach and the enzymes, the hydrochloric acid, and some of that will destroy it before it gets to us. But some of that foreign protein, as you know, will get in. And here's my question. If your body does get some of that inside and says, hey, I need protein to rebuild and to repatch up things, but this foreign thing here, I don't even know what this is. It's synthetic. Do you believe the body can reject that and detox itself to some degree? I mean,
it depends. The body is very interesting. Yeah. It depends on how close that protein, number one, resembles your protein. And number two, the immunogenicity of the protein. In other words, if the protein is like more inert with less immunogenicity, your body is less likely to fight it. And sometimes it will incorporate these proteins into your system. It would absorb them and incorporate it into your system.
Then what?
And then it will start causing autoimmune diseases where your system is fighting you.
Yikes.
You see why this mRNA stuff is causing autoimmune diseases? Because this spike protein that is being released circulating in your body is hyper-stimulating your immune system. The immune system is now spending more time fighting these foreign entities. And at the end of the day, spending less time, they're taking away taking away fighting power from your regular system. I'm trying to put it in as layman terms as possible. You know, just like, you know, if you're fighting a war and all your warriors are concentrated on one side, somebody can attack you from the back. That's kind of the way it works. You know what I'm saying? So your system starts fighting these foreign proteins and it takes away the fighting power from fighting regular stuff to fighting these foreign proteins. And then it just leaves you more vulnerable. And then sometimes this stuff will get incorporated into your system. Like, you know, remember that the mRNA initially they thought, okay, it was just injected on your deltoid and it stayed there. But it realized it circulates throughout your body. It causes inflammation in your blood vessels. And not only that, it reverse transcribes and installs into your system. So you're not a chimera. So it's crazy.
It is crazy. And it doesn't, you know, Dr. Stilla, let's get to the spiritual side, because there's nothing else makes sense except that they're doing it intentionally, because it just, everything mm-hmm. we've ever known, even though lots of parts of the government were corrupt, at least there was some oversight. You know, when something became a major public health issue, they shut it down. Nothing, silence, more mRNA, more ways to. And I just read this, just want you to know, relative to the Utah situation, and this was pointed out by Sasha Latipova, the FDA no longer requires inspection of the manufacturing plants for these mRNA injections, whether it's for livestock or humans, because some humans are still taking it. I mean, and they've already approved. The other thing I wanted to mention was literally hundreds of these mRNA shots for all kinds of animals, veterinary, livestock. They're coming at us and, like you said, saturating us. So what can we do? Let's, you know, go. What can we do, Dr. Stilla?
Besides, yeah, just one more thing. You didn't realize that they are now turning all of our childhood vaccines to mRNA, flu, tetanus, everything. They want everything to be mRNA. Bill Gates been talking about it. Pfizer CEO, Bula guy. They all talked about it. How, you know, this. And Bill Gates actually calls it the technology. It's a technology. It's not like it's not natural. It's a technology. It's not part of a virus. It's actually a technology. And he said that this technology is going to be used right now for all our vaccines. So I would tell people, hold out on vaccines until further notice, you know?
100%.
Because you never know. Right now, you're going to take DTaP and it's mRNA. They basically want to inject all our children. Because what is it going to do? It's going to kill, it's going to steal, it's going to destroy. So, yeah, what do we do? Number one, like I said, preparedness physically, spiritually. And number two, we have to start learning to distrust the government and everything they say, because it is in distrust that you can actually, you know, don't trust the government anymore. Don't trust the system anymore. Distrust it and be more apt to resist. You know, one of the things that I thank God about America is that we are informed. Inform people, inform your friends, your family, inform everyone you know. Take these shows, shared among everyone. Go and do research. Go look at what we're saying. You can Google this stuff. You can Google Beyond Meat. You can Google Impossible Burger. You can Google mRNA shots. You can Google this stuff. In fact, all you have to do is go to the World Economic Forum and the United Nations. You will see what they are talking about. When they talk about their SDGs, you know what they are talking. So get informed and inform as many people as you can, because an informed public is more apt to resist their craziness.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And then I tell people, yes, go ahead.
No, I'm wholeheartedly agreeing with you. And but I know you've got a more comprehensive program, and I'm so grateful because I tell people, maybe you can't get to Dr. Sella, you know, forever. So stock up now. I know we're going to talk about some of the ways to keep our immune system up, grow your own stuff. Let's talk about other ways.
The medical preparedness, yeah. You know, one of the things that we do is medical preparedness. Like I said, if you go on our website, drstellamd.com, right now I'm telling people, do two things. Stock up on medicine. Because it's not everything that can be treated by taking herbs, you know? Yep. If you get a urine infection, you need an antibiotic. So we have a packet. I will advise everybody, get the packet of 7 antibiotics you will need in an emergency and put it in your medicine cabinet. It contains antibiotics to treat throat infection, ear infection, eye infection, chest infections like pneumonia, GI infections, flagyl, bacterial infections, urine, skin infections. Because if tomorrow, remember a few weeks ago, there was a cyber attack, pharmacies went down, people couldn't get their medication.
Yeah.
If tomorrow something happens and pharmacies go down and there's a cyber attack and there's no electricity, you're not going to be able to get any medicine. You know, you're going to be sick from some bad food you will eat, and then you have antibiotics in your house.
Right.
So 7 antibiotics you need in an emergency. Everybody needs to get that in their medicine cabinet. The COVID complete pack that has ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, budesonide, a handheld nebulizer.
I love that.
You can charge with a power bank. Yes, you can charge it with a power bank. Everybody needs that in their medicine cabinet, because all these pandemics that they are releasing, most of them are RNA viruses. And because they are RNA viruses, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin can mitigate it. So I advise everyone, please, please do it today. Get this stock up. Go on our website, do a telemedicine appointment. And if you use promo code Ruby, you're going to get a discount. But, you know, get a telehealth appointment. They will look through your medical records, see what medications you're taking, see what your allergies are and everything, and prescribe it according to what you need. You know what I'm saying? Everybody needs to do that. In all 50 states, our pharmacists will ship it to you. Do it today before something crazy happens, and then you can't reach me. The internet is down, and you can't reach any of us.
That's right.
Number one.
Yeah.
Number two. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. Number two.
Number two, if you go to our marketplace, like I said, we have the medicinal herbs, we have pecans, we have things that you can just buy and stock up. Like, we have tons, our pecans grow every year, but we stock up pecans and we eat it for the whole year.
Yeah.
And you can practically, it's good for you. So you can buy that, support our system, our food pantry.
Your food so pantry, yeah. There's so
yes.
much else that you do. This is not, you know, just... you know something, Dr. Sella? I want to thank you. I know you do a promo code with anyone who promotes your work and your hard work and your products and all that. I want to thank you for that, because I don't think the public understands. When they went to their strictly allopathic doctors before this whole thing blew up, what doctor ever gave you a discount? And Dr. Sella, it's about humanity. And it's about making sure you have everything you need. So again, thank you, Dr. Sella. I love you dearly. Yes. I'm so honored to be associated with you. And I'm glad that you're there. And people should focus on drstellamd.com. Take a look at what she's got to fill in what you need to prepare for. Grow a little bit, stock up. And I love the idea of the pecans for protein. That's going to be on my next Dr. Sella list. So thank you for that. Thank you for being here today, Dr. Sella.
Yes. And the last thing I'll tell people is that please give your life to Jesus. Pray, read the Bible. Do not be afraid. The safest place to be right now is in Christ. And if whenever you use Ruby on our website, you always get a discount.
So That's right.
Prepared. Do not be scared.
Absolutely. God bless you for everything you do, Dr. Sella. Stay healthy. Amen. Stay strong. And we'll see you back soon. Okay.
All right.
Thanks so much. Well, that's it for the Dr. Jane Ruby Show tonight. I hope you found this helpful. Don't forget to go to drstellamd.com take a look at everything she's got there. As soon as I get off the show, I'm going to get those pecans. And don't forget to use the promo code Ruby for a discount, and she'll have everything shipped to you from the pharmacy. So have a great night. God bless you all. And I'll see you tomorrow morning for Coffee Chat. Medical disclaimer: the Dr. Jane Ruby Show does not provide medical advice. The information, including but not limited to texts, graphics, images, and other material contained on this show, are for informational purposes only and does not establish any kind of patient-client relationship by your viewing or attempt to communicate with Dr. Jane Ruby. No material presented on the show is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health care provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment before undertaking a new health care regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have seen on the show. Thank you for watching.